1850-715-815.
Hello, good afternoon, and a very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. Sylvia, good afternoon.
Hello, hiya, how are you?
How are you doing?
Lovely to talk to you.
You were struck by...
Well, I was horrified at the article in The Independent yesterday.
Yeah.
Regarding, I think it's called Spun Out or something, a website geared towards young teenagers.
Okay.
And engaging in what I would consider very inappropriate sexual activities. I just wanted to know how other parents felt or whether they were aware or not.
You see, one of the things, I presume the issue is here is that Spun Out get quite a significant amount of taxpayers' money through the HSE.
Well, there's three issues here. First of all, it's the content of the website. Secondly, it's the fact that the HSE are the source and are providing this website, and they're using the taxpayers' money. And they themselves would admit that they haven't got the money to pay for hospital beds, etc.
And the article is about threesomes.
Yes.
It says if you take part in a threesome, make sure it's a safe experience.
Yeah, well, what came across to me was that it was endorsing or advocating the whole idea of young teenagers getting involved in this sort of thing. Which I was just horrified because I have teenagers myself.
And what was it, the normality of it, that they give advice on hygiene
tips.
For a threesome on...
Yeah, not if you're emotionally involved with somebody, not to bother with them. And I just thought the whole thing was crazy.
In other words, the third person in the
activity
shouldn't be someone you like.
Yeah, I just felt it was totally inappropriate for young teenagers. As a parent of a teenager myself, I just thought it wasn't the kind of advice I'd be giving my kids.
Now, Ian Power of Spun Out was on yesterday with Shane Coleman on News Talk, and I don't know if you heard it or not.
No, it was only what I read on the paper.
He completely defended the article. He said,
yeah.
And he tried to make the point that the article was one of hundreds of articles. What are you getting hot and bothered about?
Well, maybe I'm the old school, but I just thought it was a very inappropriate kind of content at all for people at that age.
And it is top tips for keeping a threesome safe and enjoyable.
Well, I think that is totally inappropriate for 14, 15, 16-year-olds. I think that it's not a very healthy outlook to sexuality or sexual lifestyles. I just think it's crazy. I just was horrified. I'm just wondering, are other parents of the same school of thought as I am?
Are you looking... This is from the website.
I actually haven't looked on the website.
Well, are you looking to spice up your sex life, or is this a last-ditch attempt to keep your partner interested?
Well, now, I honestly think for people under 16, I mean, what sort of a... They should be out playing football or doing something or other, but that's crazy.
Think through the reasons why you want a threesome. You don't want to end up regretting it!
Well, I just think it's... We're making our kids grow up, or not even grow up, but grow very very sort of diverse kind of ideas, but I thought it was crazy.
If your partner tells you that they want things a certain way, don't ignore it during the threesome. That's pretty uncool and will likely affect your relationship too. Is this a joke?
It wasn't a joke, I don't think. To me, I was just horrified, as it is the word I'm using. I found it completely disdainful. I thought it was just totally wrong. And the HSE are awash with psychologists and psychiatrists and social workers. And for them to have a website like that, I just think, and it's our money, the taxpayers' money that is paying for this website.
It gets 1/8 of a million from the taxpayer. Stay there for a sec, Sylvia. 51551 joe@rt.ie. As I say, well, we're trying to get someone from Spun. I presume they'll come on.
Yeah, I'm just curious to know. Am I the only person?
John O'Donovan is in Cork. John, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
What do you think of this?
Well, I would class it as actually bordering on pornographic, right? No, I was on this morning to Frances Fitzgerald, to her office, and I spoke to her secretary there, and I lodged my complaint. And I said it was completely inappropriate. This is, as the other lady has pointed out, Joe, the HSE get their money from funding from the taxpayers. And you have often dealt with stuff there about the withdrawal of mobility allowances, the whole lot. And if taxpayers' money is going to fund this kind of stuff, now, I have no problem with the actual site itself, Joe. It's a very good site for safe sex, for people as a girl underage drinking and not to take up smoking, safe sex, the whole lot. But to introduce something like this, like threesomes, and to have a picture as well, then, and you see the picture, there's three people actually in the bed, you only see the feet, right? But I mean, I think it's bordering on pornographic. And I think, Tom, what they're doing, you see, this is not a porn site that you're going to know, Joe. This is a HSE site that was set up, right? And the whole idea behind it was to inform very young-minded people, young teens, right, about safe sex and other stuff, and to put something like this up on the site as regards threesomes. Threesomes are only involved for very adult relationships, and even when that happens, it causes massive problems. You want to have a very open relationship, a very steady, very trusted relationship for your marriage, or even if you weren't married, for any kind of relationship to last by bringing a third person to the equation. But to actually put this up on the site, that deals with teenagers from 13 up to 19. We live out the 18, 19-year-olds because they would class themselves as adults, but from 13 to 16 to 17, it's absolutely outrageous. On a site that they're promoting safe sex, and on the same page, they put on this whole thing about the normality of threesomes, I would call it. That's the way this article is, to me, on their site is done. It's almost normalising it, that have a go, try it, and if you want to bring the person in, don't pick somebody you'll have feelings for.
Didn't they say in the Sunday and the yesterday, it's better that they talk about threesomes than kids having to rely on porn sites?
Well, you see, the problem, Joe, is one of them. The trouble is with all the mobile phones out there now, every single phone that a young person has, they can all go into the net now and they can download stuff.
Of course, I can't listen to it on the radio.
Yeah, they can. But the problem is, Joe, for a HSE site, I think, to do this, to go there, like, I mean, to me, is dangerous, right? Because for the simple reason, it almost sanitises it, it almost legitimises it, that a HSE site that's geared towards very young people, vulnerable people, is almost making this normal. It's not normal, it's far from it, it's highly dangerous. And the very fact, Joe, this site crashed over the weekend, there were so many hits. The jungle drums went out there, they were all texting each other, the midweek break on, and obviously the very fact that somebody texted somebody and then went right around like a wildfire, there's threesomes, there's an article on threesomes on the site, spunout.ie. That's the reason the site crashed. Why didn't the site crash all the time along, Joe, for other stuff? It crashed for the simple reason they all wanted to see what was on the site about threesomes.
And Sylvia, you have a teenager.
Sorry, I have I have a 17-year-old boy. I have a 20-year-old. He's autistic, and I have a 23-year-old. So I think parents should be aware, if they're not already, about this what site and what it's advocating or suggesting, as that man said, like, you know, a threesome as a normal situation. Now, I don't think that's normal at all.
Well, have you ever heard of it in conversation or rumour about teenagers today? That's what they're... They're agreeing to. Somebody has to agree to it.
Yeah, I have my youngest son, you know, about this site. He doesn't, but he did say that on Facebook that you can get hold of a lot of porn sites and whatnot.
Sure.
John.
I actually heard this guy, Ian Powell, on other radio stations. You mentioned him already there. And I thought he was very flippant as regards his response, especially the Iowa Institute now. You know where they will be coming from. They will be totally against this kind of stuff. And I thought he was very flippant in his remarks. And he was almost laughing when he said, well, you know where they're going to come from anyway, right? But again, he almost made it sound as if to say, look, that this is okay. We're standing over this. We see no harm in it, right? But I think they've done tremendous damage. And I would actually suggest that anyone that's in any way involved in this and the setting up of this part of the site and had any input in it should be completely taken away from
John, but you're missing the point. The fact is that they spun out have said, we're standing over it. That's what they've said.
Shame on them. They should be ashamed themselves. This is outrageous. This is taxpayers' money. They're dealing with very vulnerable young people out there. The parents are doing the best they can right around this country, Joe. And here we have a site that's set up. This is supposed to be a safe site to go in to get proper advice. And with parents doing the best they can, what are these guys promoting, you know, only threesomes and how to go about it? It's normalising it. It's sanitising it. Okay. It's an absolute disgrace.
Sylvia, you'll be labelled as... I don't know, what would you... You can...
I initiated all this. No, I'm just delighted that other people are of the same frame of mind as I am, and to think that it's the taxpayers' money that's paying for this.
Yeah,
and the HSE are crying out at saying they've no money, short of beds, short of nursing staff, etc., and this is where they're putting their money. I think it's terrible.
Well, would you, Jack, for example, there's a sex advice column in the Hot Press, which is very popular and
I don't read it myself. But go on.
Yeah, it was very, very, very well written, and it deals with lots of subjects. I suspect at times it deals, if a question came in about this, it would deal with it. Would you be okay reading it in Hot Press?
Well,
or is it the taxpayers' money that's
Well, it's the content of what I read in the paper yesterday, what was the threesome business, and they're not making normalising a situation that I wouldn't consider normal anyway. And then also the fact that the HSE are, as I said previously, awash with psychiatrists, psychologists. They must know that there could be long-term psychological damage to some people who are very insecure at 13, 14 years of age to be encouraged to take part in what I would call inappropriate sexual activity. And that's the second thing. And the third issue is the money. So I haven't read the hot press thing at all. So reading it is one thing, but having it on a website geared towards young teenagers, to me, is all wrong.
And is there a normality about it that if young people reading that say, hang on a minute, I never knew about that so far. I never was invited, or I don't know. Let me bring the stay there, Sylvia. Liz, 51551. Liz, you do work for the HSE. You're a public health nurse.
That's right, yes.
And you're listening. Go ahead.
And I'm just horrified. I'm very upset over it. Here we are trying to promote teenagers to have respect for one another, and we're dealing with teenage pregnancies every day. And to think that this article came in the paper, it's like as if it could have been...
Well, it didn't come in the paper. It came on a HSE-funded website.
Yeah, and I think it's just horrendous. I'm really just... We're trying to guide the young people into have a good, healthy living and lifestyle. And then this article comes in, and then they kind of say, maybe this is normal. Maybe we're kind of behind the books and we should run
behind
with it.
Behind the times,
know?
Yeah.
I'm just very upset over it. I kind of think, what chance have our young people got? You know, like, so many things have happened in the church and they're kind of coming away from it. What have they left in life come down the road?
But Liz, the website reads, if you were to take part in a threesome, make sure it's a safe experience.
Oh, no, listen here, it's just off the wall, really. There's no justification for this at all.
No.
You know, it's horrendous. You see young children out there and maybe they mightn't have the guidance of their parents, and they come along then, they're kind of like, we're talking about kids being bullied in school. You come along and say, oh, you're too chicken to do this, you know the way, and then that's another way of being bullied into this kind of a situation. It's just horrendous, really. I'm just fierce upset over it. I don't know where this country is going. It's really going down the tubes.
They say the last line is, remember, and they changed the article yesterday after the Sunday Independent piece, but we don't know what way they change it. Remember that threesomes are something that some people take part in, but are by no means something that everyone is taking part in.
Yeah,
so don't feel pressurised to get involved.
Yeah,
only
there's
if
always some people always out there.
Get involved only if you want to.
Yeah, but you look at how many young people
and
are...
And then it says, further information, HSE Crisis Pregnancy Programme and HSE Health Promotion Department. They give phone numbers.
Yeah, I just think it's really, really sad, and I think it should be somebody... We should have a protest over this or something, get the Mothers of Ireland together and do something about it.
Well, why the Mothers of Ireland?
We have to say stop, stop, everybody. Public health nurses, everybody, doctors, the whole lot, everybody.
You'll be labelled as old fogies, that's what
No, there's nothing old. The wheel goes around, life goes around, you know the way. And I've often heard some people come along and say, my own children, repeat what I have said years ago and say, you were right, you know. They begin to listen to you. We have to keep saying the same thing over and over again, and eventually it's like throwing mud at a wall, some that sticks. We can't come along with this kind of ridiculous nonsense.
And had you heard about the website Spun Out, Liz?
Pardon?
Had you heard about the website Spun Out?
I heard about it way back, but I didn't pass any heed on it, really. I was just the article yesterday in the paper. I sat at the table yesterday and I was kind of dumbfounded, really. I just couldn't believe it. I thought it could have been the news of the world I was reading. I don't even get that paper. But you know the way, like, it was something I'd expect in that kind of paper.
It doesn't exist, Liz. It doesn't exist anymore. John is in Dublin. Go ahead, John.
Okay.
Joe, how are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to make the point that several of your callers so far have said that they first heard about the article in the paper.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think any of them have said that they've actually gone onto the website to read the article itself. The problem being is that you're reading a misrepresented idea of what the article is about. First off, the main fact that they got wrong in the article, despite having been told...
No, hang on, I'm reading from the website. So
sorry, bear with me. I wasn't speaking about you, Joe. I was speaking about the callers that had been on. The first thing that they had got wrong in regards to the article was the actual funding that comes from the HSE. Spun Out received €124,000. The article, despite being clarified with the journalist in question, the article proceeded to say that they had €250,000. Now, this is very basic facts. If they're getting this wrong, what else are they getting wrong?
Okay,
about
they get
the
124, that's the figure, yeah.
Grant, no, just to clear that misconception, that for people people who only read the article that was going on to it. Now, that €124,000 isn't just on articles about threesomes. It's on a huge range of issues very important to the people that it's aimed at. Now, there was also one of your callers earlier, sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Sylvia, maybe.
Was talking about, talking about 13 and 14-year-old teenagers. Spun Out is not geared towards that. It is geared towards 16 to 25-year-olds. It is providing information about what is affecting them.
Yeah, but anyone now, there's not an age block on it. Not that it could be.
No, there's not an age block on it. But then again, you know, if children who might be a bit younger than that are reading that article, well, then it might be an idea for, if they read it, like for their parents to talk about what their web habits are, what they're reading, and to answer any questions that they have on it. And by all means, if they disagree with it, state with the children.
Okay, so you're saying 16-year-olds read it?
Yes, absolutely. Spun Out, you have to remember that Spun Out is for all 32 counties of Ireland, where in Northern Ireland the age of consent is 16.
Okay, and what do you think about? So you say it's okay for a 16-year-old to read it?
Absolutely. Let's put it like this, Joe.
But it's not okay for a 15-year-old.
No, I think it's fine for 15-year-olds to read it.
What about a 14-year-old?
I think at that age, you know, for 13 or 14, parents should be supervising their web access and be able to raise any issues that they feel.
Yeah, but if the child turns around and says, "Hang on, Mum, I'm reading a website that's part funded by the HSE. It's not a porn site."
No, I know it's not.
Does that not give it, as Sylvia says, some legitimacy? The fact that it does get substantial money.
Do you know what the legitimacy is? People, teenagers these days, whether people like it or not, are engaging in this behaviour. And we have to be able to give them all of the pros and cons, and that article does give all the pros and cons associated with the behaviour in question. You should be able to look at this.
Okay, that's the argument Ian Power made yesterday when I heard him.
And he made it very well.
Yeah, well, you're making it very well too. But
thank you very much.
But you're saying if teenagers are engaged in it, you should actually then talk to them about how to do it safely and properly and.
You should talk to them. First off, we should talk about whether they're actually able for it or whether they're ready for it. That's what the article is geared for. It's giving both sides of the story to be able to say, look, if this is what's going to happen, these are, you know, the best, you know, not the best way about it. It's not about organising it. It's not about what you do. It's saying it does deal with the emotional aspect of it, or, you know, it's not a wholesale physical guide to it. And people who think it is should really read the article in question. The interest that this has generated on the topic. Someone said earlier about the website crashing. It raised ten times the amount of traffic that would normally go through to Spun Out came out yesterday. And it wasn't primarily holy kids that were looking at this. It was just that the huge media interest generated in it has suddenly pushed through onto the website looking at this. So there would be an awful lot of people who are interested in it. The controversy caused more people to go to it.
That's the world we live in, John. I wouldn't get overly upset about that.
I'm not upset. Yeah, okay.
Liz, what do you think of what John is saying, which is the Spun Out argument is that young people are doing it, some of them anyway, so we're just giving them safe advice?
I don't agree with that at all, really, because when an article is written, the inquisitive mind, young teenagers kind of look at it and say, oh gosh, this is something they should try, and then there's the Bravado Act and all that kind of thing.
Well, to be honest, they're going to think about this anyway. It's not just, they're not going to read one website on one article on a website and want to do it. This is like part of what, this is just what our culture is.
Since when is this threesomes are part of our culture?
Do we want to go back? You know, we can take a look at like pictures of threesomes painted on the walls in Pompeii if we want to. You know, this isn't the thing. We know we're moving into a more progressive society where these things have always happened.
Backwards.
Sorry, I believe it is. These things have always happened. Our attitudes towards it, these are things that have always happened, and these are things that, like, we don't discuss. And why don't we discuss it?
Well, answer that question. Why not? Why do we not discuss it then, John?
Take a look at it, because we're living in a society where, for years, under the influence of various organisations saying, this is the right way, this is the wrong way. Telling teenagers you shouldn't do this, we should do this, we shouldn't do this, we should do this, is never going to be the right way. We have to give them, arm them with information and let them make educated decisions as to what they want to do.
So, Liz, it'd be an educated decision.
I'm just really... I'm not used to going on the radio now at all, but it's... they're not educated. They kind of think they are. They think they know it all. Sure, how many times have they... kids come along and they end up getting pregnant. They didn't think they could get pregnant. They thought wouldn't get pregnant.
This is one of the problems. Well, also a thing unspun out is about practicing safe sex. So you know this is on the point of it. They're going to try this.
Yeah.
So what?
You know the way you're
the
going to have all this kind of bullying. You're going to have people in threesome. Look, I'm not even going to go into the conversation.
Okay, take those points. Richard is there. Richard, come in. 51551. Go ahead, Richard.
Hi, yeah, it's Richard here. Look, I was listening to the thing on the radio, and I'm just saying people are being exposed to sort of stuff by their friends and by people they might not know. If they're not educated on the topic, they can't make an educated decision. Like, and it's not encouraging it, but it's presenting it in such a way that they know what they're doing, they know whether they're making the right decision or not. It's not about sexualizing children. Obviously, that seems to be what the big argument's about. But like, whether threesomes are mainstream or not doesn't seem to matter. If people are going to be exposed to it, they have to be allowed to get information on it, and the HSE should be providing information on it, essentially.
Okay, Maura, the HSE should be providing this type of information, says Richard.
Well, I'd say a majority of young children, 13-year-olds, have never heard of three-way sex. And why
the site's not for 13-year-olds.
That's for 15-year-olds.
10-year-olds can read sites nowadays. I mean, they found it everywhere.
Well, to be honest, if you're not monitoring your child's internet behaviour for a 10-year-old, then you know the first port of call for what a child sees on the internet should be the parents. Remember.
Absolutely, yeah. But I mean, if this, you know, and I know that children aren't always sitting beside their mummy and daddy.
Well,
they're out with their own friends.
But Richard, hang on. If you got a leaflet in your door and the leaflet had the HSE logo at the end of it saying part funded by the HSE, you would give that leaflet some credibility, would you not?
Yeah, but it deserves some credibility. And I'm saying the information is credible. And it's information that children should have. And it's like
children should have information on threesomes.
Children, if they're going to have to face it in the world, should have information on it.
Have you lost your mind?
No.
Children should have information on three-way sex.
Well, I'm not saying at any given age.
No, that's what you said.
Children who are going to have to deal with it in the world. As in, if a child has a chance of being confronted with something like that outside in their own time, they should know what it is, and they should be
if there's a danger of sexual another issue. If there's a danger of sexual abuse, they should know about talking to strangers and all that. Carry on.
Not very very young children, but I mean, like, if a child is at an age where they're being allowed to spend time on their own with their friends or with children of the opposite sex and stuff, they should know what those things are, because the parents aren't aware. They may not be aware of what goes on. So you've got to make sure the children know. Like why they should or shouldn't do things, it's not encouraging it just to inform them on it.
Maura, what do you think of that? Children should know.
Lots of adults don't know about three-way sex, and to insinuate that children should have it. I mean,
I never insinuated that children should have it.
But the fact that it's on a website, it's up there, and it says if you want to have three-way sex, be careful. I mean, to put the idea into children's heads. It's lunacy. As a matter of fact, if that had been next weekend, I would have thought it was an April Fool's joke in the paper.
Hold on, the idea has been there long before that website was put up.
Yeah, like it's
with some children maybe, with some adults maybe, but you don't put it on banner headlines.
Well, then maybe the adults should read the article as well.
Yeah,
being facetious.
Being
and the fact that government money, in other words, my tax money, everyone else's tax money, is paying for this to be put out in front of young
children. For education, yeah. I'm pretty okay with education.
It's just crazy. And when you look at the disability benefits being cut, everything being cut, and this is the kind of thing that you're putting out in front of children, it is not suitable for children. definitely
not. Well, our tax money bailed out the banks. We didn't get an option in that, did we? Our tax
that's
money sometimes goes towards things we don't like. You know, sooner or later,
well,
you know, there is going to be
I'm
something we don't
my
like.
My children are beyond the stage that they're adults now, thank God, because I would hate to have thought them of reading something like that at 13, 14 and 15 years of age.
Well,
something like that would even be
13,
insinuated into their minds.
But sorry, Maura, what was your last point?
I said that something like that should be even insinuated into their minds. Let them go out and play
there.
Their football and meet and have...
Well, Joe, was that Richard said it was there anyway. They're all thinking about three-way sex.
I'm not saying they're all thinking about it, but as in, like, if you're watching... If you let your 12-year-old or 14-year-old watch Scrubs or, like, Friends even, like, those things are there. You know what I mean? Like, they're in media. There's no point being like they've never even heard of it. Like,
but
it's reasonably common.
If you're watching a television at home, you're monitoring what they're watching. And
yeah, no, but it's
and
what
you
I'm
probably
saying. The information is there. They have a vague idea of what it is. But if they're watching an episode of Friends, would you come in and be like, this is crazy behaviour, you can't watch Friends?
Well,
like,
I don't watch Friends, so that's...
But Friends isn't funded by the HSE.
Yeah.
No, I know, but as in...
Friends doesn't have the HSE logo on it.
I understand that. And all I'm saying is that they are vaguely aware. She's saying they've never even heard of threesomes. I'm saying they have some vague idea because they're mentioned on TV, they're mentioned on other parts of the internet. It's a common... It may not be like a normal thing, like a common thing to do, but I'm saying the information is there. Most 14, 15
Well, how common is it then? How common is it?
I don't know a single person who's been involved in one. Like, I'm 19, I'm in college. So, like, it's obviously not that common. But at the same time, if someone has to deal with
that common.
No, but that does, like, if someone is in a relationship and their partner wants to do something, then... They like it's up to the HSE to educate them so they have some idea what they're getting themselves in for. Like I don't think it's fair to say we should.
Richard,
of age in a relationship like that. Give me a break.
I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying, like, if there's any relationship, I'm not saying there should be a relationship at 14 that's going on. But I'm saying if there is, the HSE should educate them as much as possible. Because, like,
no, in that instance, if there is a relationship of that seriousness going on at that age, if the parents are aware of it, let the parents educate them and let them tell them
not aware
as much as they want to know.
What if they're not aware of it?
They're not aware of the relationship.
I'm asking, what if parents are not aware of the relationship and their child's in a serious relationship that they have no idea about, and so they can't educate their children on that topic,
I would like to think that most parents would know whether 13-year-olds are and whether they're in a serious relationship or not. And 90% of 13-year-olds certainly wouldn't even be interested in a relationship.
Richard, what would you say if the spun-out website under the headings threesomes, it said, if your partner asked you to engage in a threesome, just say no?
Sorry, what would I believe if it said that?
Yeah.
I believe that. I haven't personally been involved in any way.
No. What would you say? No. Is that credible advice? If your partner asks you to engage,
I'm not interested in that. But at the same time, that's not. It's not fair to. That's like separate, like sexual repression. Like to just be like no. Like what if that's a few steps away from being like if your partner says let's have sex, say no. Like you can't just.
And at 14 years of age, I would say no.
But on a general information website. You can't just say no to an entire swath of stuff. Like,
you can. You can say no to paedophilia. You can say no to
child
abuse.
But as in, are you comparing a threesome to paedophilia? Are you saying that that's then...
No, I'm saying you can.
No,
you said you can't say no to certain sexual activity.
No.
Of course. And also,
on the wall,
someone quoted the walls of Pompeii. There's older men abusing younger men in the images in Pompeii as well. Is Niamh there? Niamh in Wexford. You're a 20-year-old
student. Yeah, I am.
Go ahead, Niamh.
I just feel, Joe, that the people who are on the line currently are just not really in touch as a student myself.
Well, two of them, two of them, Richard and John, are agreeing with Spun Out.
Yeah,
so
no,
go
I
ahead.
Agree with Richard and John, but what I'm saying is people are looking at this and saying that, oh, it's encouraging promiscuity and everything else. But as a student, we use Spun Out all the time in college and everything else. Students and teenagers that age are having sex anyway. What they're going to Spun Out for is to get reliable information and support and advice, which is what Spun Out is doing and is what the HSE is paying Spun Out for doing. The article is giving people advice on that situation, and that situation is occurring, like, currently. It's not something that's, like, not happening that Spun Out is trying to promote or anything else. They're giving people support and advice on it, though.
I think college students and 14-year-olds are slightly different standards.
No, of course they are. But like, there are young children, not young children. Sorry, obviously not. There are young teenagers are involved in sexual activity. We know that. Sure, it's a problem.
Yeah, but hang on, Richard. You said you never heard of a threesome. You never heard of anyone participating in a threesome.
No. I've never heard of anyone of my age. But like, I'm saying I know that people do. Like, no one I know is ever involved. But I know people. I know that it happens.
How?
No one I know. I've heard of people's like friends of friends doing it and stuff. But like, it is one of the things. If it happens to a few people, there should be education on the HSC. Like, the HSC are educating. Not children, young 14, 15, 16 year olds.
So then there should... children at 14 and 15.
Yeah, no, sorry, but like, as in, if they are out having sex...
Richard, there should be a chapter now on spun out RG etiquette.
No.
Because it happens, doesn't it, according to you?
But what I'm saying
is... So if it happens, therefore, spun out should be at the HSC. If it happens, you're saying the HSC should be giving advice. If it happens, regardless of the ethics or morality of it, the HSC should be giving advice.
I'm saying information should not be withheld from children under any circumstances.
Is the HSE or anyone else or Maura or anyone else, what information are they withholding from children by saying, if you're asked to participate in a threesome, just say no? What information are they withholding?
Sorry, but they're withholding the information that there's nothing morally wrong with the threesome. I'm saying, essentially you don't want children to be having sex at all, presumably.
No one mentioned anything morally here. They're dealing with children who are not developed mentally or physically.
But if they're having sex, okay, they're essentially... doing adult things at that stage. I'm not saying they're adults. They are still children. I would agree a 14-year-old is not.
So you don't put threesome in front of their minds.
What I'm saying is it's on TV, it's on Friends, it's on Scrubs, it's on television programs, and they know about it. Like,
there's threesomes on Friends, I didn't know that. Niamh and Wexford, you say all your friends are on Spun Out.
Just to add to that last point, children are having sex at really young ages now.
Yeah,
aren't taking that into consideration.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about threesomes in this case.
Yeah, I know.
As if there's some normality around
it. Yeah, but as your man said, you can't withhold that information, because if kids are having sex, and obviously sex is going to lead to other things and they'll want to experiment and so on and so forth, well, then they are withholding information if they don't provide that information and, like, advice that's actually reliable as a source. Otherwise, kids are going to, like, hear rumours and stuff like that, and they're going to go at it at their own kind of thing, and it could end really horribly compared to the kids who will read this one-out article and will learn, oh, well, this is this and this is that, and maybe I'm not ready for that kind of thing.
And, is it a topic of conversation in college these days, threesomes?
Well, I think now, at this stage, colleges... there is a lot of sexual experiences that people talk about in college. And to be honest, yeah, threesomes are in the mix. And Spun Out is a website that is geared towards college and other students as well.
Okay, Janet is in Dublin. Well, let me take the break. Back after this. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Janet in Dublin 15, you're happy with Spun Out?
I am. I'm very pleased with it. I'm actually very happy to see them tackling these types of issues and as a resource. I have two kids myself. They're 15 and almost 13. And I know the site is aimed at older groups, but we don't have proper comprehensive national curriculum on sex and sexual health.
Yeah, I take that point. But the issue is the threesome article.
You can't shy away from these topics. The teens and young teens know about these things. Listen, the joy of sex was published in 72, before I was born. Mm-hmm. And they had a chapter in the back which was called Threesomes and Morsomes. There was an uproar when the book came out. Libraries took it off the shelves. There was uproar over getting the shelves. There was the fear that children and young impressionable people would find this book and look at the book, The Joy of Sex. This is nothing new. I'm really pleased that the information is out there. Like I said, the HSC actually funded a really comprehensive sexual education programme, which went from Busy Bodies, which was aimed at kids that are age 8 upwards, up to The Facts for talking to elder teens. It was a wonderfully comprehensive programme with DVDs, with a section for parents, dealing with all topics and how to talk to your kids.
And were threesomes in that?
It opened up the possibility for any sexual activity. The idea was to foster information and a good connection with your children and your teenagers, so they can come and talk to you about everything and anything. I really think any of the parents you've had on today who think their children never knew about a teen, never knew about threesomes until this broke over the weekend.
No, I don't think anyone said that.
I think the fingers in the rear.
I know. I don't think anyone said that, Janet. Maybe the fingers were in your ears when you were listening. No one said that. What they said was that they objected to taxpayers' money being, and it's a difference with the Joy of Sex as well. That was a commercial enterprise. It was there to, the purpose of the Joy of Sex was to sell books and to make money for and they've made an enormous amount of money out of it. But this is funded by the taxpayer, and this is the point. This is the point people are making.
As taxpayers, the responsibility to give the best information to our young people to make the best decisions.
And that's the point
of education.
Isn't that the point that some people were making, that the answer should have been, if you're asked to take part in a threesome, just say no? Isn't that the advice that people were advocating? Whereas this article doesn't do that.
It doesn't work for drugs. It doesn't work for underage sex. It doesn't work for underage drinking.
So you're saying we have proven this.
We need to educate.
So you're saying the state should now say, if you are offered heroin, here's the best way to take it.
The state does say is, these are all the risks if you choose to do illegal drugs. You choose to drink too much. These are all the risks for all these activities. And we leave people who are legally able to consent to these activities to figure out for themselves.
Maury, do you want to come back on that?
There's a huge difference between a book which you can buy and sit down with your children and an open website that anyone can get into.
Well, you need
a completely different thing.
What's the difference? If your child has a laptop and they open up a page on a laptop, the same as opening a page on a book, then it comes down to parental supervision.
They can open up a laptop anywhere. If a book, you have to make a purpose, go out, buy it and sit down with your children, and that is perfectly acceptable.
When I was a teenager, we passed around Judy Blume books. And Judy Blume books were racy books. And there's no difference with this.
You can't get to as wide an audience. Any child can open up the laptop.
Only if the parents give them an account. If the parent has turned on the router for the internet.
Are your two children always at home in the room with you? Because certainly weren't.
Well, then you need to have a relationship with them to understand that anything they want to know about, they have to ask you first.
And that
trust.
On a one-to-one. You can do that on a one-to-one with your children. And the book.
There are children who don't have that, who don't have that relationship with their parents. I'm going to go out and try to look up information on things. And I would sooner than find spunout.ie or scarletteen.com or any of the websites which are run actually by the NHS. The NHS has several programmes and several websites for sex education for teenagers. So the HSE is not
all unusual. They're not all telling children that if you want to have three-way sex, they're not all pointing at three-way sex.
Some of them do have articles on three-way sex, and some of them have articles on gay sex, and some of them have articles on anal sex. That information is out there. And I would sooner teenagers go to these places where they have good, proper information than look at porn sites, where it is very skewed. Human sexuality on porn sites is very skewed. I'd rather than find fact-based information, which is supported in the right way.
On your computer.
You can always lock spunlight.ie on your computer.
But that is another point, all right. Yes, I grant you that one. But it's still a government agency is promoting three-way sex, or not promoting it, but certainly putting the ideas out there that children may never have heard of.
Okay.
They're also then promoting blowjobs. They're promoting oral sex. It is just another form of human sexuality.
Okay. Thanks, Janet. Thanks, Mark. Let me bring Pierce Corker in Dublin. Go ahead, Pierce. Spun out.
Hi. Yeah, just in relation to Spun Out, I was listening to the debate earlier on, and I'm a bit flabbergasted by some of the statements people have been making in the last few days.
And it's this far, like we've had, I think, equally for and against the website. Which flabbergasted you most?
I'm flabbergasted with the statements made against the website, in particular people like Michelle Mulhern. People are well entitled to their opinions, but reading the article itself, it's in no way, and Spun Out emphasises, Spun Out not in no way emphasise any sexual activity among anybody.
The line seems to be in that article, well, it's happening, isn't it, anyway, so.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, Spun Out is aimed at 16 to 25-year-olds. Spun Out cannot help if 15 or younger, children between the ages of 15 or younger, interact with the website.
But they will be aware that they could. Ben, stay there, Pierce. Ben, your point, please.
Hello, Joe.
Pierce's line is, and Spunout's line is, it's happening anyway. We need to talk about it.
Yeah, well, just as interesting as it is that Pierce is saying that the Spunout weren't encouraging it, I have the original version of the article before Spunout edited it in the wake of this controversy.
Okay.
It's quite interesting. Threesomes, how to have a fun and safe experience. What is a threesome? It's fun. Threesomes are pretty exciting things. People usually really enjoy them.
Now, hang on. Let's compare, because now they're doing a bit of spinning, obviously, spun out are. What I'm reading from the website is threesomes. If you are to take part in a threesome, make sure it's a safe experience. What was the headline before yesterday?
Threesomes before yesterday was threesomes, how to have a fun and safe experience. How to. My basic point in all this, Joe, is just simply
this. Isn't that significantly different as a headline?
Seems quite different to me. My point is, you know, we're talking about people doing this anyway. I think that's really patronising those young people, you know. I don't think that this idea that teenagers are just going to automatically be sexually active and there's nothing we can do to stop that, that to me drastically underestimates the intelligence of our young people. In that, we can look at what kind of behaviours, what kind of activities are likely to make young people happy in the long run. And what the evidence, countless surveys seem to show, is that young people who have sex at an early age are regret it later. They wish they had waited. And I'm quite comfortable with saying, as a 19-year-old guy, no, there is no 16-year-old in this country who needs to be encouraged or shown how to have a threesome. I just don't think that's in their best interests. Wasn't in my best interests. If I was reading it at that point, I'm familiar with the website. There's good stuff on it. But I think with regard to those kind of ideas about sex, we can build a better model of relationships, a better model of love for our young people than a website kind of talking about the fun and safe experience that is a threesome.
Points well made. Thanks, Ben. Thanks, Pierce. Oh, the HSE have been on. They're apparently very upset that we didn't contact them before we start talking about Spun Out, even though we know their reaction always is they won't come on the programme. But they've now issued a statement which they insist we read out. And the statement goes, the HSE has been in contact with Spun Out in relation to the article concerned. Spun Out is now reviewing its validation process by which content for their website is reviewed and approved. And the HSE has asked Spun Out to consider their tone and appropriateness of the article in question as part of that review. And maybe someday we'll hear the tone of the spokespeople from the HSE when they decide to actually come on the programme instead of insisting on statements being read out.